All right. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Boston Landmarks, or the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for, what do we got here? Thursday, February 13, 2020. And present are Commissioners Gorganian, Karoff, Smilich, and myself, Beriducci. First item, application 20.796, 34 Farnsworth Street, regarding modify the Farnsworth Street ground level facade, add new storefront system and window, and install signage. So if you want to come up and introduce yourselves, and if you find whatever you feel is easier.
You can use this clicker.
Oh, excellent.
And there's a pointer on that too. So.
So I'm Eric Lania from Watermark Donut Company. So I represent the Dunkin' Donut franchisee construction.
David Horton. I'm with Ronin Associates Architects. We're the architect for the project.
Okay.
So if you can start, I can start.
It's all right.
Okay. So I think what we're looking to accomplish with this is there's a tenant space on the front corner, and to help create some additional like ingress and ability to kind of get into the space, we felt it was pertinent to get a new exterior door. And so I guess what we first started to look at is the different ways to accomplish that, and the ultimate solution that is being presented right now, it takes an existing storefront that has been modified over the years and starts to separate it back into the multiple windows with separated by brick, and then we're starting to follow the doors on the other side of the building where you have the side lights on either side.
Right, so one thing we're trying to match is that just bring back that architectural pier that comes down that at one point was removed. So if you were to, I guess, look at those original drawings that are in that packet I gave you that has the original ones as well. So you can see from the top of the building all the way down that the symmetry of that architectural pier coming down.
Mm-hmm.
So in trying to match that, we would have to reduce the doorway and the window back to that, I think it's a 4 foot width.
So the proposed, the widths are the same as?
Yeah, so we'd be matching the widths of all the kind of basically the openings in the whole building going up.
And you started out by saying something about you're wanting to put an entrance here because
just for throughput, it's a very tight location.
Right. So where's the currently the entrance is over here?
Yeah. So in the back of the space, there's a handicap.
It's back up this alley.
Further down.
Right. I can show you. I'll
get a plan.
A floor plan for you to look at. But if you're coming up the right hand side of the building, there's an entrance about halfway up the width of the building. Right, so coming up, it's a little further up on that. It's
door
past that window, yeah.
Through the lobby, yeah.
And so that door goes into your space?
Right, so it's a
common
area.
It goes into
a
common building lobby.
Right, so it's...
So let me see that, that's what I want to see. Where's the alley?
So it's over.
So the alley, you come down the alley like that, and then the entry to the building, it's a main building entrance. So all the tenants come in through here.
So that's kind of the back of the building. Then.
Right,
not
so that's
the side.
Well, no, it is. So the building extends further back.
Oh,
yeah. So it's kind of right in the middle.
So we're getting some direct entrance into the space.
Right. So what I mean, is there any penetration along this portion here?
No. So it's
put
all
a door.
I'm trying to see if I have a picture going up.
Because I what I see here is this is very crowded. And that was the first thing I noticed with the tree grate here, and you've got this door extending over it. This is not a good spot for
right. So, so part of the issue too is the width of that sidewalk.
Right.
It's not ADA compliant right now with those trees, and those trees weren't an original part of
right.
the design. So we'd be actually looking to remove the tree and widen and have the sidewalk refinished so it's open and accessible for people. So if you look at, I have an elevation shot looking down, just how narrow it is for people to walk down the street.
Right.
I mean, there's a fire hydrant kind of in the middle right there. There's a, it's very obtrusive to get down. If there's two people walking down the sidewalk, you can't even walk down the sidewalk.
But today we're just talking about...
Right, so I know this doesn't, but that was kind of the plan too, to open up the sidewalk.
But if you're going to do that, you have to, that should have been part of your application, because we need to sign off on that as well. And I'm sure you, well, this is a private road, isn't it?
Yeah, so I wasn't, the landlord actually owns the road. The sidewalk,
yeah,
I believe.
To the middle of the street.
Right.
To the middle.
Yeah, so I was told it wasn't part of the application for this. But we are talking to other
right.
parts of the community regarding that.
All right, so I mean, when I was looking at this, I was trying to figure out, like, what's the best way to get your doorway here and try to get back as close as we can to what was here. And I understand that at some point, these two window bays were lowered and a loading dock, looks like a granite piece, was installed.
Right.
And then the bumper, the metal bumpers and stuff. So it's a, I guess it used to be up to this level here. These look like original heights.
Right.
Of the sill.
And so one thing was, when we designed this, we didn't have that one picture. So
this,
we weren't,
yeah.
So we didn't, I thought it was like a loading dock, so we're trying to shrink it to make it still look like a loading dock. But now that that picture's come out, like some of, I guess on that drawing, like we were trying to keep these metal guards to kind of continue that look of the loading dock, but I don't think those would need to stay anymore.
Well,
looking at
what I'm wondering is, do we, can we not, and I guess I would ask the commissioners this too, but I mean, if we now know that this, what's here now, was not part of the original design of the building, can we get rid of this altogether and bring and have your window be a window that looked like this window,
yeah,
at the same height with the sill being brought up? And then, since you're doing a lot of brick infill anyway, I'm wondering if we couldn't just fill that in with brick, have your sill up here, and then have your, you know, the door cut through.
Yeah, I mean, after looking at that design, I kind of had the same thought.
Because this notion that you're proposing here is not going to fly, because that's creating a fake loading dock design, and that loading docks never were that narrow, you
right.
know, so that wouldn't have.
But yeah, so I kind of had the same feeling when once I saw that picture with the way the windows were.
So that would mean, but so the other thing that's a weird thing here is this lintel. Is this concrete or granite? It looks like
concrete.
I think it's concrete. Yeah, it's concrete.
And so I'm just thinking out loud here, if we were to try to remove that, create this window, recreate this window on the left, and then maybe even put these two smaller windows at the top and then have your door come all the way down. I mean, I don't know if that would be, you know, so keep this, let's see if we can recreate this.
Right,
then,
which was
and
what
then
we kind of
have your door come and cut through, so that we'd have at least this would all be restored. This window on the left,
right.
That window could be repeated with the vertical muntin on each one, and then, you know, you'd have to put ahead probably some kind of heavier, a little bit, whatever you need structurally to have a lintel at the top there to support the door. And I'm wondering if that would be.
Can I just ask, because I can't really see what you're doing. So what you're essentially saying is you're going to mimic the original window for the new window,
yes.
right?
Bring the sill up and get rid of that big
right.
granite chunk.
And then this is where the door goes.
Yes.
You will again have this, what's kind of like a transom
yep.
above the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then bring
just
the
like
door
on the far left,
down.
Just like that.
So that it would be almost as if...
Oh, yeah, you've got one at the other end.
Yeah. Right. Actually, there you go. That's, I didn't even see
right.
that.
Which we were trying to do in our drawing. We were trying to match, that door was trying to match that door.
Yeah, well, that's if you do a single door. I mean, obviously, this is a double door, but if you can do a single door
and have it be fixed, this is a single door.
Oh, it is a single door.
So the door doesn't.
Oh.
This was modified,
and this has been modified. So even right now, this has a lot of granite on it. Well, if you switch like two or three pictures in,
you can see they're glass doors.
Yeah. So you have a single door with side lights, and then this one is just, they totally destroyed that.
Well, right. I mean, that whole center thing is unfortunate. Maybe there's a date that we can restore that as well.
So that used to be the entrance.
Well, it looks like everything is the same, except for there was a window here to match this, and then this was
extended.
No, it wasn't, I don't think. I think it was this piece, the vertical piece was probably taken out. Because I think it was a narrower thing, and then the window was put in here to match that. So this was a mirror image there. So that could easily be restored at some later point in time, I would think. But so what I'm getting at is, I know this has a weird glass thing, and I'm wondering if when you put a door here, could we make this a wood panel door like this? And
that's not even a wood panel door now. It's a.
I know it's not.
Right.
But you've got to put a new door here. You've got to buy a door anyway, right? So sure. My point is, should we not try to buy a door? Well, let me think this out.
Is this your space too, here, where the sign?
Yes.
Is?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how much storage.
Since there was never a door here, would we be, and say we tried to emulate this over here? Yeah, something we're saying we're creating. We're sort of misleading, I guess, to a certain extent, saying that there was a door here at one point when there actually wasn't.
But the opening has already been modified, so it's not original. So our rules say that you can't modify original openings. But that opening has been, it's no longer original.
Right. I do wonder, though, if this edge and this edge are the same as that edge. You know what I'm saying? I think they kept the same envelope here mm-hmm. when they built this.
Yeah.
They just lowered it and then put this granite piece here.
It looks like
it's all lined up here at the top. So I think that opening is the same. So I guess what we're saying is, at the very least, I don't see why we couldn't just get rid of all this and recreate the sill and this window in just the way it was when you put in, instead of just putting in a sheet of glass. I don't think these have to be operable necessarily.
So does it have to be that green color, or can it be?
Yeah, I think it should, right? I mean, well, we don't know what it was originally. It looks like it was lighter, actually.
The rest of the windows are green. It's all green?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I
think green above.
Well,
that's
a negative, so we don't really know, but.
They appear to be green,
though. Well, I mean, faded. Color. What is the color? What does the color have to do with it right now? I mean, that's.
No, I was just curious. I mean, just that if we wanted to separate ourselves from.
No, I mean, I think you're part of the building, so you gotta be sympathetic to the character of the building. I think. So
the window, I think, I get with the window, and then the door, is. Is this what you're proposing for the door, or David, have you made modifications?
So the one thing we removed that lintel, that was going to kind of be the sign band.
Oh, this here. Well, we could put the sign up here, right?
I'm just not sure where.
Because I mean, there's a whole separate issue around the sign that I think we need to talk about. Because you're asking for a pretty aggressive blade sign, which is really, I think you wanted it over here. Was that where you?
We were trying to match that.
If you look at the blade sign that's there now, it uses the same mounting points and it's half of the projection off the building.
So it doesn't come off the wall as far.
So you're using the same spot, the place.
Yeah, we're trying to match
place,
the same
it protrudes off the building half the distance.
Right. I think that's that's at least 24
taller.
it's the same height. Same height, everything matches, narrower, just narrower.
The banner.
So it's actually less than that. And that wasn't going to be illuminated, it was just going to be.
That's 5 feet?
I know, this doesn't, I mean, well, you figure, it's hard to say, like, what ground, what would that be, 12 feet up to here, maybe?
Oh, I'm just reading the white part with my eye.
Oh, yeah, so no, it's right
here.
So this is 3 feet by 12.
I mean, it's it seems like it's less than 5 feet, but it must be in reality.
Well, that's a three, right? The, is that a three or a five?
It says 5 feet.
No, you've got, you have 5 feet. 5 feet, nine.
See, mine says three. I don't know.
Oh.
I think it was, does yours say
five? Mine says five.
It says five, 5 9, whatever it is.
5 feet, 9 3/4
okay.
Or something.
I guess she, maybe this one was, that was done afterwards to match the,
to match
the penetrations. Smaller, but then
yeah, this is
I think we were.
31st.
Yeah. So we were.
That's my last glossy.
So we were smaller, and what we did is we tried to just to reuse the same penetrations in the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. I think we should keep that. You know, I don't think that we should.
But again, so the profile, it doesn't come out as far, so it won't.
Yeah, I mean, then the only issue was this is going to be eternally lit or something?
Well, so the blade sign, we talked about not illuminating and just having it just be just a
panel.
Yeah, just a panel. No lights on it. Right. But we're hoping to get lights on the just the word Duncan.
But not an acrylic. This is a closed space panel. That doesn't really.
Right, so we could. They can make them multiple different ways. But I didn't know if there was a signed criteria that I didn't see, I guess.
Yeah, there is a signed criteria.
Now there are some other materials they can go with. The acrylic holds color fast. A little bit better, a little bit longer.
Right.
I see all this is altered here too. These are smaller windows.
Is this
windows.
The first Dunkin' Donuts in the distance?
I think it is.
Wow. Is this one?
This
one just ran.
Yeah, so this one would basically replace.
Oh, in Congress.
So that would go.
Oh, yeah. Replacing it.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So let's get. I guess.
Signage right there.
We have just channelers. It's like a stack.
I just want to get back to this. So if we're, you know, my original suggestion was to make this more emulate an original window, but. Will that look strange, since there's nothing else on this storefront that's original in terms of the muntins and the... Although there is this, yeah, this one window, is that... That looks like this.
That's, so our, that line going across is the end of our space.
No, I know, but this window here, what is that? Wood in one of the original ones, you think?
Okay. It's been. I think they've all been changed.
I think they've been replaced.
Yeah, like none of them. They've all been replaced.
Yeah, this one here.
So there's.
Is that original?
I don't think so.
They.
No.
I don't think it's
all
original.
The ones.
No, because the original.
Chris, would you know if all the lower windows have been replaced?
It's a 2/2.
2/2. But I'm wondering about if is this piece. I guess.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it comes up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would.
Yeah, that whole first.
If we were to suggest getting rid of this, is this a big deal? This big heavy lintel here. So this was there for to support whatever garage doors might have been, mm-hmm. you know, in retrofitted here. Because then whatever windows this one is, whatever material, I guess we could match that over here. Is what I'm thinking if we get rid of this, rather than try to emulate the. with the divided lights and all of that.
Excuse me.
And that's concrete, you said that.
It's what?
It's concrete.
Yeah, it's concrete, I think, from what I could, just from the finish of it, it doesn't look like it's granite, because granite
it's not.
Yeah.
So it might be, it could be like, there could be rebar going back into the structure, or it could be supported, or reinforced back to the brick veneer, or the supporting structure behind it.
That's the only thing, is what type of structural?
The structural modifications, so that could be...
Yeah. I see. So if we leave it, then we're talking about basically doing what you're proposing.
I think we could always divide that into two, so it starts to read similar to, like, you know, you have a band and a band, mm-hmm. and then you have the two lights and the two lights.
Yeah. So having to have a division here.
And this is recessed like the
door.
Just extend the pier right through it.
Or the you would extend the brick pier like down below it.
Oh, I see. Like below it, not
through. So the doorway is recessed. If that's where, or will that the plan will be? That
the plan would match mm-hmm. the
right. Cause
we show it. This is, yeah, well, this has to, I don't think this has been deducted corporate yet, so.
Right. You're still,
I have showed it.
Putting
oh, you have already?
I mean, I'm just looking at what you were proposing to do. There's a lot of, you know, you were going to do a lot of construction here anyway, right? By putting this extra piece
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we're trying to make it look more like,
and right. cutting down and then patching and filling a lot of the brick that's, all this gray is new brick, right?
Right.
So what I'm trying to get through in my head is that why not take this all out, take this all this granite out, this bottom of this retrofitted garage door, which is not original, bring it up with, put sills in here for this window to match this sill. And I guess that would be granite as well. And then put your window, and I'm just trying to think if we keep this big heavy piece here, then you infill with a shorter window. I mean, I don't know, what do you think would that be? I'm trying to find a good sort of middle ground here that... Because I don't like these windows with side lights either. That's sort of weird. I hate this.
Right.
These were never part of the district.
Yeah, that's not structural for that one. Yeah.
So,
scarier.
Just like yeah. where we have to modify this anyway, I don't see an issue with raising that sill.
Yeah, and matching
the height.
Trying to get that out scares me a little bit, just because I.
Yeah.
Whenever you start, like every time I've gotten into some of that stuff, it snowballs.
You never know.
And you find, like, but we already know that we have to. We already know we're cutting that in half anyway.
Right.
So if we're taking that all the way out, it's already a condition that we're going to have to deal with.
All right. So we would do that, and I guess we would also take this metal bumper off too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's. I'm okay with that.
I'm just trying to think of now how this would look if we say keep this top lintel here, this heavy piece of concrete. Bring the sill up, put in a new window, and make it emulate this style, I guess, is what we would try to say.
Which style are you
talking about? Of the window that's to the left of the door, of the middle door. See how that, it's not original, this window here. It's not original like what's here, but it does have this middle separation style, you know, and then it has the division at the top third here as well.
So it's got that nice wide center style.
Yeah, it should be wide like that.
That.
To match.
Those are so heavy.
Yeah, there's...
Plus, I think it makes that extra subdivision.
Yes,
here's
a good shot of that.
There was definitely a lot of it when I was walking around the neighborhood, though. There was just trying to get an idea of what everyone was at.
A lot of what?
Those wide...
Heavy mountains.
Heavy
mountains.
Yeah, I'm
not
sure this
like
was done.
This
well,
and fairly new.
I'm sure it was done to match what's going on up here, you know.
It's
so,
in a storefront system.
Yes. Is that going to I mean, we gotta, since we're gonna put a window in, we gotta emulate something,
right? That's not part of the, I mean, it feels like, I don't like it either, but it feels like you emulate, like, you keep the first floor.
Of this vernacular.
Consistent is what feels.
So if we took this window, whatever this is.
Yeah, can I mirror that?
And bring it over here. And that would, and then, you know, leave the sill, because it looks like this sill perhaps was put, the bottom, I'm hoping, I don't know, the bottom of this might line up with the bottom of this.
Yes.
I mean, I don't take the brick course all the way across, but that looks like that line.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah, so what I'm trying to get at is, when we now bring up the sill to here, will this, and then this becomes a new window in here with the more prominent centerpiece, like, to match that, it'll still have the proportion and look of that window, so I guess what I'm getting at, which I think we should hold on to, right?
Well, so right now it is.
We're narrowing.
When we add this pair, it shrinks it back.
Oh, right, so exactly, we'll, yeah.
So it should emulate that.
So this width now will become exactly that width.
Right.
Yes, so that will, it'll have the proportion of that, and then the pier, the fat pier, which will then match the fat pier over here, and then you just, this will be gone, this piece of granite, you take this metal piece off, put all brick in.
Right.
And then just put the door, I don't know if you, you know, you've got side lights here, that means the door will be too thick or too wide if you brought this door all the way down.
So the side lights, I think we were looking at the, so the door,
with the side lights.
Oh, that
the door over here has small little side lights.
All right.
So we're trying to, it was more like, you know, even though it's not the original door, we're trying to emulate what's there so the first floor at least reads cohesively.
Yeah, and it would be great to try to emulate this design for the new door, but then there's nothing. There's this doesn't.
Yeah, we're trying to just have at least flow on that level.
You lost me on that one. This is wrong.
What?
Ugly. So you got a non-professional opinion. I was totally with you right up until the time you said match this door.
They were trying to do.
I think it's better to just do something so that the door and the window look like they belong together. And I'm with you on the window, but I just think this.
And they will be separated from each other by this.
The heavier pier, which is what this is.
This big opening
the
pier.
I mean, this
which isn't going to be touched. So visually, you're going to have a.
Yeah.
You might have two different looks going, but this is going to be closer to the original intent.
Yeah, and the lights above are fine. It's just this weird, sidelights are really strange.
It's just very modern.
Well, I agree, but what I'm trying to figure out is what should we put there to so that it's not yet like
another right.
style, another design, and it, yet it's not the you know duplication of what. Originally was there because that would be kind of strange.
I guess you don't want to perpetuate something that doesn't look right. You know,
I think that's existing a 6 foot opening thereabouts, maybe a little bit less. So even if you, once you get the frame in, and then even if you were trying to go with that original door where you have like two leaves, you end up with doors that are too narrow to be. Properly functional.
Yeah.
Or I one door that's too big to open.
Because to me it seems like this opening here, this opening on the left side here is exactly what we would be doing here.
Yep.
Right.
That's so, yeah. This window would be literally mirror imaged over here.
Yep.
Right.
And that door would be mirror imaged over here because it looks like this was the extent of this.
Yeah,
right. As well. So this envelope opening is the same as this envelope opening.
With the exception of right now, this is
well, right, and I know, so right now, I guess we're saying, for the time being, let's see what this looks like if we work with that and keep that in.
Because it looks like what they should have done on the other end is a double door, right? So that's what should have gone.
They don't do
that's
double door. Code wise,
so
they can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
So narrow, it wouldn't.
Yeah, because it's too narrow for a passageway through.
Right, because that's a, I think it's a 4 foot span, right?
I think it's like that. Either that or a little bit wider, because I think we were looking at doing a 3'6" door.
You know, there's probably a dimension on this drawing, but you can't read it.
So how do you make it a little bit more?
Maybe it's...
It might be a little over 5.
Yeah. Oh, the total width.
5 3/4?
Yeah. Plus the short
If it's too long,
so it's like too narrow to do double doors. And
yeah.
Too wide to do a single large door.
Yeah.
So what are you saying down there?
Oh, just make those side lights solid.
Just not glass. Yeah. I think that's what's making it really exacerbating.
Just fill them in.
It's like some weird glass puzzle.
So would you want it to be like kind of mirror that divider in between the two windows above? Have that be on the sides?
I guess it could be.
Which is what? Metal, that's metal panel.
Right.
Up here?
Some type of
mullion type thing.
You know, there?
Well, even just saying, like that, just that piece right there.
Ah, I see.
Because that's kind of the same width, and just have that trail down.
Oh, it's hard to see what's here with this. Tree is blocking it. Let me just see if I have a better shot of that. Oh, here it is. Here, yeah. Okay. Nope.
I think there should be one.
I don't think those windows are. Those windows are not bisected.
They're not what?
They're just a single transom.
All right. So, what is your thoughts on? This door, are you the side lights or no side lights? I guess it doesn't. You know, if we don't put the side lights in, I'm fine with that. It'll look different from the other side. My hope is in the future that there will be some point where maybe these doors, the actual doors could be replaced and put the historic looking doors in there. But I think you gotta do both of them, not just one. Sue, just to go, you know, get your thoughts on this more, do you think it would look better if we didn't have glass on the side lights?
So just to clarify, the door itself cannot be sized to fit the opening, right?
It would be
okay.
Let's see, 5. It would be like a 4'6" door.
Okay. And this is not going to be. Is this going to be accessible? This entrance?
The accessible entrance is around that.
It's around the corner. All right, so I guess we're just still
in the windows at the next level. It looks like, and I'm not sure if those are mullions or muntins, the vertical members.
The
mullions are between windows, but are they channeled? Because they look, I see two tones of color. Are they?
Yeah, I mean the separation between the two, the pair.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's. It looks like it might be a little bit of a recess, and then they painted it light.
That adds a lot of interest and makes it look a little.
I guess if you look at that, the shot shooting down.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if
the historic photo had it as well. It had that center division for the pair expressed in some fashion as well. You see. So I think it would be good to make that a little bit perhaps lighter.
That's right. Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you did that down below,
yeah,
the width wouldn't change, but you'd add a little...
Just a little more detail to it.
Right, you'd soften it, it would look so modern.
Right, I think that's kind of...
Yeah.
So you could do that with the side lights on now, too.
Mm. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Instead of the glass, just do that.
Right.
So I like on the storefront system where it's two-tiered kind of. Is that what you mean?
I think what she's saying is if you were to take this center portion that's currently there that is dividing the twin windows,
And use that,
and use that design to infill completely where the side light is. Or each side light.
Also use it elsewhere on the transom.
Yeah, and then you would do the same up here as well, try to create that center channel up
here.
Yeah,
that's kind of the way we drew it.
So instead of this flat
line, yeah, instead of being flat, it's a little bit more,
have some textural
little detail to it.
And the same with the window that you're creating.
Yes. Right. All right. So I'm fine with it. You know, I think...
Mary, are you comfortable with what we're talking about?
Yeah, I'm following along.
All right, I'm going to just ask for... Is there... do you have any comments? You're not even paying attention.
No, I was looking on the phone. I followed along for the presentation that was put online. I guess, just in my mind, you know, we've had two other entities in the space. We had after Salvage for a couple of years, and I think we had Yada Yada for about 20 years.
Yada Yada, that was that.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, if you could explain a little bit more to me, I mean, Duncan's is such a destination on why you feel you need to have a door on Farnsworth and not using the door that the other tenants used in the courtyard area.
So, ultimately, we're trying to get some separation from the main entrance and not crowd the main entrance of the building.
But you just come in and do a meeting and left, if my memory's correct.
Right, but it's a very a narrow store. The space is very, it's only.
You don't have a picture that shows that full elevation on the side, do you?
No. That's 32.
Because that was my first thought, too. Is there a way that you could.
So, you have an 8-foot. You have an 8-foot front of house.
Right, so like the queuing area is very limited. So we didn't want people filling in the lobby. We wanted to be able to have them come and help with the queuing and everything when the customers are coming in and out.
It provides two methods for people to get in and out without having.
Yes, sir.
The idea is that it helps the queuing so that, like, if the line backs up, it's not going to back up into the lobby space.
We don't have that in our packet, the floor plan. Do we?
The original one, you. I have some more copies.
I just want to see this, so I'm trying to. And where's, okay, Farnsworth is here. All right, so.
I don't need drawings, so I apologize.
Now looking at the right way, which is what you, this is what the window you're trying, or the door you're trying to add now?
Right.
So you have to come up some stairs?
So the whole, all those buildings are raised.
So when you go into the main lobby,
so typically it's better to have the staircase inside when people are walking around with coffees because they hit that step mark on the door.
Can we just not have two conversations? Because it's going to be impossible to create one inside of.
All right, so what I'm trying to, currently with no door here, then what is this space used for? This little weird, but there's no door here. So what is this space currently used as?
Currently.
Before the stairs and against the wall. It's up.
Yeah, right. So we're
going to. You're sinking this whole thing down to get to the ground. I get it. Okay. So what I was wondering is, since we're going to be cutting and, you know, doing all this stuff, what if we left this and you find a, maybe this window here gets cut into as a door. You don't show that window. Is that it here?
No, well, that's
it's where?
It's right there.
Right here.
Where the seats are looking out the window.
This, the whole thing?
Yep.
That's pretty wide for that. That doesn't look like it. That doesn't, that's pretty wide.
Let's cut off in that picture. So that's not
no,
the whole.
It's not. I see the edge of it right there. So it is. I think that's drawn incorrectly. But what? Wouldn't that be a better place for you to?
In the morning when there's a rush, I mean, the flow would be a lot easier for people to come in and out if they're coming here. This is right where the pickup area is. So it's going to cause a major kind of backup for people to actually get into the store.
Well, come in here.
So there's going to be a bunch of people waiting right here.
Right.
So if it's just.
So they come in.
Yeah, it just doesn't flow very well.
Where do you place your order?
So you place your order here, then you queue down this way. So everyone's queuing this way. So if you're coming in this way, as well, kind of.
We're talking about this, right? If your window's drawn, I don't know. This is, so you got this thing obliterating this wall here, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think I understand that, because if you've got people stacked up, when you come in,
it just makes
you've got to go to the end of a line through a bunch of.
Why? If you're ordering here, you come in and you get in your line to order, and then you make your way down to pick it up, and then you.
Yeah, but as the line lengthens, that doesn't work anymore.
So when you have 30 people in line, it makes it.
You can't then just walk straight. You have to go looping around to get behind the people that are
coming into a line.
I think right now the queuing would work more like you come in and the queue line.
Right, it gives you a lot more depth, and then you can circle back around.
And then you pick up and then back out.
That's how you see it.
All right. So where are we with this now? It looks
Sarah,
like
did you get to say everything you wanted to say?
Then just back to signage.
Yeah.
Well,
sure
we're not going to do that.
We haven't gotten
there yet. We will talk about that in a second. All right. So it looks like where we are with this is, we'll go over it again when we make the motion. But as far as the only stickler right now was that you would, instead of doing the window side lights here, which are very skinny anyway, you'll take this space where the window, the glass side light was going to be, and you're going to emulate this sort of pattern of, you know, a lighter center, you know, just to give this a little bit more detail.
Like a
channel. Channel, yeah. It would be a depression.
Center of modifying the bone.
And the same
what?
Thing on the above.
Modifying the building?
No, well, he represents the building as well. So.
Well, we're not saying anything. Right now, we're just saying this detail in here. Instead of glass, you put in some kind of a metal channel that has a profile, maybe something like that.
Yep.
And that is lighter color. This is looking in plan view. And that's a lighter color. And then this is the darker green here to match the kind of thing you've got going on here already. So it helps bring
and
a little bit more detail.
The intent would be that we would really look at what's going on in the field and emulate that.
Yes, and the same with this here. You said you're putting in two new transoms here. The same sort of detail that you've got going on up here would be repeated down here. And then this window where you've got F2, that would literally be just taking this same design over here and mirroring it.
Yep.
Sill would be raised up. This big granite lintel that's currently there would go. You'd infill with brick. You put in it. We'd like to see a granite sill put in.
I just want to be clear that sill is actually concrete.
Which is
this?
Yeah, I think
concrete.
Oh, it is. Okay, well that's fine.
I think the other windowsills concrete as well, or are they granite?
You think
the sill on
the existing
over
sills.
Here that is not a granite. It appears to be like a kind of a sandstone. It's
all right. So it should match it then. I mean, you could do that if that's the case. You could do probably a decent concrete. I didn't realize
granite
it was
on the front.
Yeah. All right. I was mistaken. I thought that was granite. So whatever this is, it should emulate the look.
Right.
And in color as well. So you should put
additive
in it to make it look darker like that. So, and then that you would take out the corner metal pieces as well here.
Yep.
And so I think that's kind of that's it. It would be a green color to match the green above what we've got going on. All right.
If I can just clarify one thing, I'm representing the building owner.
Did you give your name?
Okay. I'm sorry, Bruce Clifford.
Okay.
With CBRE representing the landlord. This is a little tricky, but these upper windows, this is actually a flat. I think it's the window frame. And what's happened here is this middle metal has faded. So I believe that's one plane. Where it looks like one's protruding, it's almost like it recesses in. It's actually flat, and I think the what you're seeing here is the window frame is darker from the middle panel, which is that light metal. So I don't think where you were talking about kind of a channel in between the windows.
So, but
it's hard to break it up.
So what is creating the three vertical, distinct three vertical shades here?
Yeah, so I think what's happening is you've got kind of metal window frame, sandwiched by almost like a metal panel in between that bridges that gap.
So that's different materials.
I think it's metal. I just think they were maybe treated at some point with different paint.
So there's a seam there between them.
Yes, this is probably, it's window, and in between is an infill of metal, but it's on the same plane.
You could still do it.
I just want to make sure
if you knew there's no channel there. Open it up a little
so
bit,
it's,
see better.
These windows probably have like a fluoropolymer finish.
Correct.
And then you had probably two studs between the windows, and then they wrapped it in brake metal that had like a field painted finish, and the field painted finish probably faded off.
Correct. That's what I think is the dynamic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's certainly more, it's not just a flat thing, though.
It's more helpful.
No, it's got, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's got some real
interest. So, but what I don't want to see is for you to just create a flat panel and then just paint.
Our intent is to, we'll match the, we'll do what we can to match that profile, because we're not going to be able to find, we're not going to be able to get that off the shelf, so.
Yeah, see, this is what we're, this kind of shows it.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's what happened. These windows were both in a factory with a polymer.
So that's the frame of the window that we're seeing.
Yeah,
it's being darker, right? And then the infill is a piece of metal that was probably field painted that is just faded over time.
The polymer paint that they used for the window piece
was the factory applied.
It looks like it's.
But we can like
pretty consistent detail.
They weather consistently across.
And we can, what we can do is when we detail it, we can make sure that we're matching that profile, so that when it reads 10 years from now, that middle piece is going to do the same.
All right. So I guess that would be the proviso that you would eventually show that detail to Mary.
Absolutely.
All right. So we can leave this, and let's go to the signage. So we already established that the blade sign is basically going to replace in kind using these same brackets, or at least in the position of the brackets. You probably have a different bracket system, I'm going to guess, right?
Right, but they'll mount the same
mounting.
Similar, and it will be not quite as wide.
Right, so it's not going to project.
And this is not intended to be lit.
Right. It's not a banner.
All right. So then the only thing I felt when I looked at this was, and I think it was, I didn't bring you, did you give me, Mary, the, what you had provided us? Mm-hmm. Yes. For the Duncan itself, it just is such a harsh color for this. I think this is what they do in the South End. For Dunkin' Donuts, and I've seen this in other historic. As a matter of fact, there's another one of these on, but across from where the Filene's was there, in that intersection, it's on Winter or Summer Street and Arch, I guess maybe. That Dunkin' is the same thing. It's got this gold lettering. So what if we just took this word Dunkin' and put it there, and then instead of internally lighting it, is there a way to do some kind of a, maybe even a little less, more obscure than what these are showing, as far as a downlight, or have them be halo lit from behind. You know, have them raised up, have the light inside the letter, and then have that shoot the light.
Yeah, no, we have plenty of halo signs.
And then, the blade sign could, I guess, have the color on it if you wanted to have your logo there. That's a different piece, but. Yeah.
So we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about the color, but we're also talking about what the physical sign is made out of. So, right?
Yes, I mean, exactly, because they were going to be doing, you were doing internally lit letters, right?
Yeah, there would have been LED lit
inside,
letters.
So
right.
The word Duncan would be glowing, and
right.
I think we...
So if we do it the other way and have them be halo lit from the back, what would you want to... Actually, I don't know if I've ever seen gold leaf ones done that way.
So, I think.
Well, it wouldn't matter, right?
Without really getting into the materiality of it, I think what it is they mount the LEDs inside the letters.
Oh, right. I know how they do it.
They
right,
just lift it off. But I think it's just instead of doing like the vinyl coating, they do like a gold leaf finish to it.
Oh, okay.
I think I've seen. The only thing that I've never seen them do that because 99% of the time when the districts are requiring the gold leaf letters, they don't want Halo, they don't want this, they want the historic, like the old gooseneck lights pointing on it.
Are there any lights
like on the buildings around there though?
I don't think we've ever had lights
that's
on a building that with goosenecks.
I mean, that sidewalk's kind of crowded.
Trader Joe's.
We had wall-mounted lights.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I think the other option was those little lights.
On Trader Joe's?
Yeah, that's what we had one up on Summer Street.
Actually, do we?
We used to have a store up on 268 Summer that had the gold leaf sign, but then it had was more of a low profile little angled light that hit it that wasn't like as big and bulky as. As those, yeah, it didn't. Yeah, right. You're not looking at this giant light.
Where would you mount them?
That's the other thing.
That's
right?
Yeah.
That's the bigger challenge.
A little heavy.
Yeah, getting there.
Right.
If that gold looks good, like how do I get to the halo? I can't do that. But not sure.
Right. So I mean, I guess if it was halo lit, it wouldn't be as bulky looking with big like things coming out the side of the lights coming out the side of the building.
You could serve the electric without even knowing.
Right. You get a power pack in there from the inside and just feed it.
Because it's almost I think they're like almost the same light they're the same size.
Right, you can almost do the sign and what the plan was just to have a very thin low profile backer on it. That you could feed have the power pack built right into the sign, only have it come off a tiny bit because it's all LED anyways. And then the profile is pretty tight to the building.
Let me see. Okay, here's this. I just pulled this up now. Let's see what they.
We can see the lights. Like a lot of these in the south. I like that.
Right, we have
Bowman or Centra.
Right. All right. So okay, here's. Oh yeah. So, see, Trader Joe's got the big goosenecks on it. They have a fairly expressive.
Yeah, but that street's a little wider, isn't it? Like more open.
Yeah, it's much more.
Well, this is the courtyard side. So this would be like your courtyard sign.
Oh, right.
But
This says 12 inches.
For the concrete.
This one's not.
This is the standard.
That's a standard spec. So it would have a custom one.
So this is.
Yeah, I wanted to mirror that lintel and just.
So.
And have the backer mirror too.
See, this is. So this is the what Trader Joe's says.
Yes,
you saw that. Okay. So I don't know if that's something we want. If we would do, we probably could do just two. But then
I don't know how great that will look, Kevin.
I don't either.
So. You know, because the rest of the building doesn't have it, and then it's.
Well, so in your conversation, is it possible to do the halo lit from behind?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that something we'd rather see than the internally lit with the coming through the plastic.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So that seems to be, and then it would be in the gold color, so it's not so cool. So it looks a little bit more historic and toned down a bit. They're going to find you. They're going to find you.
People from Massachusetts, it's part of their genetic makeup.
So are you going to not have donuts in here? I know that's what
but so the name has changed.
I know, but you're trying to phase your donuts out.
No.
Oh, I thought that
was what you were doing. So the new image store is now the donuts are right on the front line. They're not hidden in the back anymore. They're right.
One of the things we were also told when this Dunkin came before us on Summer Street there, they said that the logo was changing to to just the coffee cup.
There was talk like a few years back about doing that, and then
they getting away from that.
And they completely got away. Then it was going to be just DD, and then they got away from
right.
That.
Right, I seen just
because then, Dunkin'. Which doesn't make sense. So we have a store that has a blade sign that says DD. And then the name's Dunkin', so.
Like, what's the other D, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how much longer
that's going to be. I see that the apostrophe's purple.
I think that
that's the
image. They print a little bit funny. It's that pink color.
Yeah, so
but
it's,
it is two colors.
Yeah, it's the pink. That they're pink trying to keep that pink. Mm-hmm. As much as they're trying to get away from all the colors there.
Yeah. All right. So
we're not trying to put the wood banding.
I think we have enough to maybe make a motion here. Is there? You have any other thoughts?
Thank you. Just a quick question, just kind of follow along. So the sign that's on the or going this way, that's going to be the more historic looking.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the blade sign. Decision on the blade sign is because the blade signs currently on that street, I think, are and I didn't understand the material of this one, are just we'll call for a better description.
Or what?
You know, the ones that are on the building now are cloth because they're leasing signs already. You get the blade signs further down, like flower, those are all, rigid.
Right, you can kind of see.
Yeah, you can kind of see them in there.
Oh, yeah, but these are, they're round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
we
think
do make a round one, but we were trying to match the penetrate the holes in the.
So if you had a round, what would
we had a round? It would be a DD. We'll just say DD instead of
The coffee cup.
Right, the coffee cup is no longer.
But it would look
no
bigger if it was round, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be. This is it right here. This is it here. There'd be one of those.
Yeah, we'd probably just whatever else everyone else's size is. So it would. It wouldn't come down as low.
I mean, I think, I'd find, I'm kind of more feeling that it's okay if you get rid of it, but maybe you can use the top ones or something, or, If we were to have them not do this longer sign, this 5-foot long sign, blade sign, and instead do one that matches this, a disc, a round one, but that would mean then perhaps putting in new penetrations into the mortar joints. Mm-hmm.
This is 5 feet?
That's 5 feet, yes.
And the existing is 5 feet?
Yeah,
right.
We're assuming it's close to that, yeah.
So it's more the where the poles are, I think?
And I think, if you were to use this round blade sign, I mean, I don't know if it's a possibility to use the penetrations up here for the top of the bracket, and then you'd have to put,
I think there's only one bracket on the round. Just
no, but I mean, there's probably 2 points at which they go into
right.
The brick.
Points, so I don't think you're going to... I think the mounting bracket is... It's like
a rectangle.
This.
Yeah.
It's like a
right.
rectangle.
So you'd catch the top one.
So it's,
would probably,
it's...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It has
a single pole, but it's similar in size to that
double
pole one.
Like that
those have double poles.
Right.
So you'd probably end up needing additional penetrations.
Well, sir, yeah, I'm thinking that. And to me, it seems that's a... easy trade-off to
have a smaller sign.
Yeah,
yes,
have a smaller sign and just put a new penetration if as you need to. I mean, certainly try to use mortar joints if you have to do the new penetrations, and then just patch and match the color. If these happen to be going into the brick, it would be nice to patch it and match it with a something that takes the scar away. And then I think that would so you would match that diameter. I don't know what the diameter is, and then you do your DD. And I wouldn't mind that one being the bit of the color if you wanted to get a little bit of your logo out there. But it would be such a small amount that it wouldn't be in your face.
Right.
Does that sound like a... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, do we want to... Well, how much do you think you've got of this already?
I
need to reword it all?
So we'll need to regroup. But before we do that, I just want to make sure that I am getting this all correct here. So we are allowing the door here with a sort of a profiled trim, that little depressed channel. Are we taking? We're keeping the lintel.
Yeah, let me see if I can start. If I tell you what we're doing, we're gonna first of all they would start by taking out this large, whatever that concrete lintel is.
Mm-hmm.
They would remove the vertical metal corner protections, and so those would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Then for the window portion, they would literally be matching this exact thing and putting it here. And then the brick, the brick between them would be matching this, just as they were showing in the drawing. That's what this is. Okay. So then, when it comes to the door,
so where does the transom get divided to?
on this one.
Yeah.
So they don't really have one on the other.
Yeah.
This is divided here. Well, you were planning to just not touch this at all, right?
So it's just one division down the middle.
I think so, yes, because it would be whatever this, yes.
Do you keep, I guess that another question would be, do you keep this? Because when you take this, you're not transferring this into this zone. You're transferring it into this zone. So
that should,
right. I think that top should come out.
That should not be shown.
Yeah, so it's this it's horizontal.
Just the horizontal.
Just a mm-hmm.
yeah.
2x1.
Because we assumed okay. that so the that bottom of this parallel. Is that.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right.
Some remains on top.
Yes, and then for the door, you're going to put in two new transom pieces, mm-hmm. it looks like, now.
To match this one.
Oh, right. I see. I didn't even notice that. Perfect. Okay, so this is assuming...
So you're doing it without the horizontal, because that's what makes it match.
These would be, you know, up here, and then this would be
right.
matching.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
All right.
Yep.
So this is all... this is, by the way, my motion.
Okay. So, yeah, okay.
The past... Yeah, this is... Yeah, so we're in the middle of the motion now. All right, so we're on the door, and you're going to not touch the top of transom as you know, you'll leave that alone, but when you put the door in, you will essentially match this portion. Okay, so you'll put in two new transom pieces that you're showing here. F1 is in your drawing, with this prominent division, which would match whatever mm-hmm. your detail ultimately comes up with. The door being the width it needs to be, I don't know, 3/6 or whatever, and then instead of doing glass side lights, you'll do, you know, as best you can to replicate the detail of what appears to be up here with the center portion, a lighter shade, and the frame around it as a darker shade mm-hmm. to give it a little bit more detail. All of the metal piece, the new metal pieces, will be green to match what's going on.
Okay, so we're going with aluminum for the storefront?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the other door is here, so, and that's what this all appears to be. And then this this large lintel that's there, that would remain in place, and that's where your sign band would go, or your sign letters. And so on the sign itself, the letters will be halo lit, and it will be gold instead of the gold leaf instead of the color. The font will be this, whatever the Duncan's font is. And your blade sign, we would say we reject this someone, and we will allow the same diameter circle that seems to be going on at flower further
which
down the
actually,
street.
That's is that, not flower, that's not, probably 24. 24
oh, it is 24 up here, yeah, that's okay. What that says. So what is, I don't know what that is, but it'll be one of these,
right,
we have to measure that,
down,
yeah. And that would be what you would put. So, you know, you have to put in new penetrations, so be it, but try to find the mortar joints for the new penetrations. And then patch up the holes that are left when you take the old brackets down. And that could be you would use the DD logo on that, and that could be the color, you know, that you want.
Okay.
And that would not be lit as well. That would just be,
right.
Yeah.
I guess obvious, but to add. Obvious, but not stated, we didn't discuss, but matching, replacing a bunch of brick.
So yeah, right, I think
that's
part of
your
hopefully
gotta be
find,
part of the criteria,
find
right.
a decent match and
right.
say
yeah,
with the
that's kind of crucial.
We'll match it as
I mean, I'll have to
we
leave that to you.
Physically.
And what
to.
Is the color of the backing for the wall sign? Do we determine that?
It's the same. They're just going to mount on
okay,
to
so
that
the
lintel.
Letters are going to be directly pin mounted.
Yeah.
Well, no, I, well,
or do you want to have
there a. There actually is going to be a raceway behind it.
So you want to have this?
Profile.
You want to do this?
No, well, it's more. We can do it whatever color it needs to be. But it's like on this.
What's the raceway? I don't know what a raceway
well, it's,
is.
It's basically just where you put the power feed in.
It's like a little channel.
How
yeah.
How deep, I guess. It's a standoff.
Right, so it'll be a low profile. Or it's, my sounds are different. So it's a little fog. Like this one shows a giant one. But like see where this dotted line is? Ours would just be that, like a little backer that pretty much matches the depth, the width of the letters.
So what would it be? A metal
so,
piece?
Yeah,
metal
so
panel?
Like
it's this piece,
it's
right,
this piece right here. So that's the letter. Yeah. The, like yeah. say it's a halo lit letter. Then this panel sits right behind it.
All right. So
and then, but it'll be at this dimension.
It'll be tight to those
sides.
So when you mount this, you're going to be mounting some
right. So
all
of, yeah. So instead of if we do these right to the thing, we're going to have to put like 45 holes in.
Yeah.
If we do this, we put 4 holes in.
All right. And then what will the background color of that be?
I think it's. It's
I mean, why wouldn't
white.
You do
it's,
this? Would, you wouldn't do
well,
this.
Well, when you do the halo letters, you kind of want you need the light to pop off of it. So it,
right.
it would probably be almost be like matches
so
the sandstone color,
we,
just
yeah,
so it kind of blends in, so it dyes into the.
Yeah, you don't want it bright white. I mean, you don't want
it. Wouldn't
to,
be.
You could do it like you could. They could probably color match.
Right, we could color match the lintel so it almost blends in.
All right. So what I was suggesting is rather than have this piece, what you're calling a raceway,
right, so it's a
touch problem. The top and the bottom of the letter, why don't you create this kind of a field, and then shrink the letters a little bit so that they fit with on, you know, so there's a little bit more breathing space. And then this is the height of your. Would that make your letters too small?
That lintel is pretty.
It's 12 inches.
Yeah, it's pretty small right now.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't.
I think that'd be really
too much.
Too tight.
All right. So fine. So just do it your way. But then I guess the background color would be. I mean, that sounds terrible.
You guys put that on the microphone.
Well.
But it would match the is you know the color of the concrete, I guess.
Right.
The background.
That's what I was kind of envisioning,
yeah.
just so it doesn't stand off too
okay.
much and it just kind of blends in.
And the letters will read more prominently then.
Right.
Yeah. So all right. All right. And I guess that's it. There's nothing we want to salvage. This is I thought this was granite. I was going to say maybe salvage that, but it's not. So, all right. I think this is going to be some kind of middle ground here to not restore what was originally historic, but try to make it fit in a little bit closer to what it was. And then we were going to have you. What were we going to have you look at? The detail for oh the whatever you have discovered the detail for this metal division point here. You know,
right.
When we're doing our field research, we'll make sure that we address that properly.
Right,
in
and do a detail so that Mary can
yep.
review it,
absolutely.
Just so that we know. And then probably what would be best is if you could do a little cross section of that side light, so we kind of she could see how that's gonna be. And I should walk by there tomorrow myself, but I'd be curious to see if that was in fact all one color and it just faded, or were they deliberately trying to make two colors to have it become some kind of a detail. It's hard to say at this point, but all right. So that's is that it.
Yeah. So do you guys have a stack of these bricks anywhere? So we can.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's you're the architect, so you're gonna have to find them and really work hard to not.
Yeah, that's where they hide
them. With all the work going on there, too bad there isn't like a place where that stuff could go and then people could.
Well, that's
so
what
that's
you
somebody
part
you know
of the
somebody
proposal,
can take them.
That
you say you're supposed
to
do in your
and
yeah.
the mortar. The mortar color
criteria.
Also would match. Okay, did you hear that?
Oh,
one?
You guys had it all
yeah.
stashed somewhere. Right?
We don't stash it.
All right, I think that's.
Yeah,
oh, so. Sure. What?
I'm sorry, that just shows you a little bit of that profile for the upper window.
Yeah, we had pulled that up already in another more frontal view, so yeah. But you'll determine whatever
yep,
that detail
absolutely.
Needs to be and get back to us. But
thank you.
All right, and so we need a.
Second.
Okay. So you're doing it, Lynn?
I will.
Okay. Lynn's
awesome.
Seconding it.
And Mary, are you comfortable with...
Do you think you...
I think so.
Yeah, if you have... If you, I mean, you can always call me if you have a question, but I think...
I will give you a call.
I think you... Yeah, you probably...
I think I got it.
All right. So we have a second now. Okay. Commissioner Gorganian.
Yes.
Karoff.
Yes.
Smilage.
Yes.
And chair votes yes. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, when is this going to be done?
probably.
So, what's happening? To, why are you leaving Congress Street?
So that that lease is coming due in.
Oh. And they're probably. Let me guess. They're charging me too much.
Exactly.
Okay.
Going a lot.
The good old days are.
I know. It's like a roller coaster. Sometimes, you know, your lease comes up in the right time or the wrong time.
No, okay, I hear you. All right, that's it then, I guess.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you.
Do you guys need these, or?
No.
I actually... Hmm?
Oh, thanks.
Yep,
thanks.
Yep.
Thanks. All right, we have a couple of other tidying up to do here. Do we have any administratives?
No.
Nothing. All right, so the next is the ratification of the January 9, 2020 hearing minutes. But a motion.
Move to accept.
Move to accept. Second.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Do you have any updates?
Nope.
Nothing to say? Nothing. This is your time.
I got nothing to say tonight.
All right, so if we have nothing more, we can take a motion or ask for a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Sarah? You have a little Valentine came by here today, so.
I was looking at these, wondering at first what they were because of the different shapes.
I don't know. We don't know what's inside, but it's, it doesn't sound like it's a lot. I thought it was M&M's inside, but
yeah. Well, like, why wouldn't?
I know
they must be wrapped or something like.